Hello and welcome to the Tiwu podcast. This is audio log number 7 and today is July 30th, 2021. So it is midsummer now and the Summer Olympics just started last week. It is the Tokyo 2020 Olympics that was supposed to happen last year but didn't because of COVID. And now it's taking place. It's been about a week or so. They've gone through quite a few different events like sports and things. And I think this past week they had the gymnast event. And something that came out from the gymnast event this past week was that one of the top performers in the U.S. team, Simone Biles, decided to pull out of the games and decided not to, I guess, participate. She cited like mental health concerns, and I think she just maybe has some issues doing the gymnastics. I think she tried to do one piece of her whatever she had to do, like routine, and then she ended up falling, and then later they said that she pulled out. So I mean, I don't watch the Olympics, right? I just kind of like occasionally will like glance at like maybe the medals, like the medal counts, you know. But the reason why I kind of wanted to talk about this event was because I felt pretty bothered by the amount of, I guess, opinions being like coming out about her pulling out from the event. You know, being as like a regular person, just, you know, I don't really have an opinion. I just read the news and I just see it. I'm like, okay, but I'll see like how, oh, this person, obviously there was like really negative opinions like from Piers Morgan, who obviously hates everybody, so that's like a no-brainer. But then I felt like there was also like articles, I'm not sure where, I just saw it, and it's like, oh, how like Justin Bieber approves of Simone Biles like pulling out of the Olympics or something because of mental health. And I felt like, who the hell cares what Justin Bieber has to say about a freaking world, like a national champion of gymnastics? I was like, is that really necessary? Like, how is that even a headline? Who really cares about what Justin Bieber has to say about the performance of a gymnast? And I just felt like, I get it, like, you know, there's gonna be people supporting and people like against, but I just felt like, really, like, not everyone has to have an opinion, and not everyone's opinion is really relevant, to be fair. And I just felt like, I don't know if it's this day and age or whatnot, but I just felt like, dude, like, that you're fucking Justin Bieber. Like, you know nothing about gymnastics. For you to say that is like, what? I did read some other stuff. Like, I think they had an interview with a prior gymnast who was like a retired gymnast, basically, who was actually able to talk about, you know, Simone Biles was probably feeling very, like her mental health wasn't in a good place, and that felt the fall that she had was actually very dangerous. She could have hurt her back or something like that, and how her mental health like could seriously impact her injury, like if she were to perform, and how bad her injury would be if she wasn't like in the right place mentally. So I felt like, okay, that was very informative. That makes sense, you know, for someone to kind of talk about it in that way. But then after, like, I felt like, oh, that is so informative. I wish like that kind of article or that kind of headline could be, you know, used and put in the spotlight, as opposed to what Justin Bieber has to say about approving how Simone Biles is dealing with her mental health. And I felt like, what the heck is that? I'm sorry. I normally wouldn't comment on something like this, you know, those big headline stories and whatever. But I feel like at this point, I'm like, seriously, like, that is not informative news. I don't care what Justin Bieber has to say about that. Really. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyways, I just had to air that out because I probably won't get a chance to at any time. And I just felt like it really bothered me a bit. And I'm like, and all these people have something to say about it too. Like Piers Morgan, like, oh, talking, crap and then being mean and stuff. And it's like, what do you know about, being a gymnast and what it takes physically and mentally for you to talk so much trash and put this person down, It's you would know better than the person who's actually experiencing it. And I really hate that. That's so annoying. And I can understand why people hate that guy. But then a lot of people were kind of saying similar things. And I'm like, what is wrong with these people? Like, this girl obviously pulled out because she wasn't feeling well, which is very normal. Like, the pressure is very high when you're playing in the Olympic Games. I mean, it's especially after the year that everyone has had, a year and a half of pandemic, of having restrictions and like people's health, are seriously impacted mentally and physically by COVID. You'd think people would have some kind of decency to just be, have some understanding after this pandemic, but apparently not. That they're so ridiculous, everyone has to chime in on this one poor girl's decision to not perform because she's not feeling well, she's not feeling good, and like it could seriously impact her body, like she could get really bad like injuries, and she knows it because she's doing it and she's been doing it for so long. It's just ridiculous. And I'm sure I hope a lot of people would feel the same way about me, the fact that, you don't have to have an opinion about everything, okay? Like, it could have just been news that she pulled out. Okay, that sucks, but you know what? That's fine. Go on with your life. You don't have to have an opinion about freaking everything, right? It's getting to a point where it's like, I don't give a fuck about this and this person's opinion about this thing that's totally unrelated to them. They have no knowledge or background in that field. Like, anyways, it's so ridiculous seeing like all these headlines about this poor girl just making this decision to protect herself. Like, I'm like, holy crap. I don't think she intended that to happen, right? It just makes it so much worse for her. And I just feel really bad. And I just wish people would just be more understanding. But you know what? I'm sure everyone else does too. But yeah. And so another interesting article. And I don't know if it's interesting. But so there was an athlete. And I forgot her name. Right. But she... I think she was in like marathon event or something like that, and like I think her mom or dad had passed away like the day before the marathon race, but she still went through with it, and she ended up making it on qualifying into the U.S. team, and it was big news. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because she's also black. I forgot, when she was going to go to Tokyo, she apparently tested positive for marijuana, and then she wasn't able to go. They had to suspend her and she couldn't go. But the story wasn't focused on that. It was the focus on the fact that she wasn't able to go because she had failed a drug test. But there was this guy, I forgot his name, but he's a fencer for the U.S. team. He's a fencer, okay? He fences. And he made it onto the U.S. team, and there was a lot of controversy because he apparently is a sexual predator. And what he had done, I think apparently when he was like in college, I don't remember what college he went to, I think it was Columbia, he would prey on first year girls at parties. At parties and when they were like really drunk. So I don't know if everyone had this experience, but in first year you tend to kind of, it's your first year and you're probably living away from home, you tend to drink a little bit more because you also don't know what your tolerance is. And so it's very common, like as a girl, like you maybe drink too much and you need to lie down. I mean, I think guys do this too. It's just very common. You would just need to lie down and maybe you just go into one of the rooms if you're at like a house party or whatnot. And so the article I read was describing about how this guy would go and purposely go to those rooms to find girls and sexually harass them, potentially rape them. And it goes into detail. It was like a BuzzFeed News article, and it was actually quite comprehensive, talking about, like, you know, the chronicle of what exactly he did in the past. So apparently one time, and these are like apparently parties that were held by like their fencing club or something like that. So these are all people who are fenced together. And apparently it, yeah, so then and then apparently in the fencing community is very small as well. And so they would have these fencing parties, and they'd like have different, you know, years that, you know, if you're a first year and you just join the fencing club, stuff like that. And so basically he would, yeah, anyways, he would just go into the rooms at a party when he knows there's a girl probably in there, try to like sexually harass them. And so apparently he had done that to a girl, and she like kept telling him no, but he kept like trying to get into her pants. But luckily for that girl, someone actually came into the room that was able to interrupt what was happening, and she was able to get out. And that person filed a complaint against him, and it was being like, I'm not sure if it was being investigated, but that's besides the point. So that happened. That's like probably the first time or something like that. And then later there's like, there was one scenario where he eventually, I think as a result of that, he got banned from going to like any of the parties on the like Columbia campus or something like along the lines of that. So this guy, he went to another university. I think it's NYU or something. And he went to the parties that were taking place there. And then at one of those parties, I think there was like comments about someone had overheard him say, oh, I had sex with this girl. And then someone had pieced it together that actually, like, they had seen a girl, like, a first year, like, she was crying. And then it was kind of, like, implied that he had raped her. And I think maybe also there was, like, sexual harassment charges maybe placed, or there's, like, an investigation going on, like, with that scenario, too. So this guy basically, I think there was another one. So this guy basically has three outstanding sexual harassment investigations going on, but he somehow was still able to make it onto the US team for fencing, which compared to what I had, you know, when I mentioned that the runner who was denied because she tested positive for drug use, it's like insane. Like, it's ridiculous. And, like, this guy is literally just, he's a sexual predator. And it's so extreme to the point where actually this fencing team have petitioned. So they let him go. They put him on the U.S. team, and then they let him go. But then I think there was this organization called Safe Sport, which was created in order to protect athletes. You know, you can file, like, sexual harassment claims and stuff against like athletes, against coaches, against doctors. It was to protect athletes from sexual harassment. But that organization, like, initially I think they said he couldn't go, but then he appealed it, and then he was able to go. But then they said, okay, fine, you can go, but you cannot stay at the Olympic Village. Okay. And I think he tried to appeal it, but the entire U.S. fencing team, they petitioned, like, literally every person on that team signed off to say, we don't want him staying in the Olympic Village. So that's why he can't stay at the village. And he has to stay like 30 minutes away from the Olympic Village, which is ridiculous. But that's also because he's a fucking sexual predator. Like, why do you have this guy representing you, the U.S.? You know, it's and apparently, like, being on the U.S. team is apparently very, very difficult. Like, it's very hard to make it that far in fencing. Apparently, it's a very coveted title and stuff like that. So I don't know. That's what it said in the article, and that's what the feeling was. So I was like, oh, okay. But then this guy, he was able to go, even though he's literally a sexual predator who hunts on young girls when they're drunk and rapes them. Like, that's literally what this guy does. And I'm like, holy crap, that is really bad. Okay, why is this guy not in jail? And then you have the comparison of the runner. I'm sorry, I forgot her name, but it was all up in the news too. But she wasn't able to go. And it's just like such... And I'm glad I read that article, to be honest. And I came along it because I'm not really into like the Olympics or anything like that. But just seeing that someone actually, you know, that I'm like, wow, that is a huge... That just... clearly demonstrates the social issues we have in the US, the hypocrisy and racism that we have. Like, this guy is literally a sexual predator. Why is he on the US team? Whereas this black girl who had, mind you, her like parents died, or I think it's her mom or something died, and it was like really well known that she still performed and got number one and made it on the team even though her mom had passed away or something like that. And then she wasn't able to go because she failed a drug test, and it was just like marijuana, which is technically legal now. I think it's like recreational marijuana is, I think, legal in most states in the US. I'm not sure, but it's just kind of like ridiculous. But more to the fact about that guy, because that really bothers me, right? This guy is just some fencing dude, but I'm just imagining, like, I didn't think there was actually guys who would do that, who would purposely like watch for first year girls to get super drunk and then follow them into the room when they get too drunk and they can't consent and like they just pass out. Like, I it just boggles my mind. Like, me being a woman, right, I had those experiences when I was in first year where, you know, you don't really think about, am I gonna get raped if I drink too much? Like, that doesn't cross your mind. You're just thinking about having a good time with your friends. You're at like maybe a house party, right? I remember going to like people's house parties. I don't even know whose house it was. Maybe it was thrown by like some association or something, or like club, right? And they're like usually upper years, and they'll just open up their house, and maybe you go to their backyard too, or even like it, and you can like go to their basement. Like it's like a really old rundown house, and you just like drink and you just have fun. Just like, there's a bunch of people of different years, and you wouldn't think too much about it, right? You wouldn't be, mind you, I was never the type to like drink so much I need to lie down. No, I've never done that. Okay, but I can imagine, and I'm sure I had some, I'm sure there's some girls who did, right? I don't think it was so abnormal, like, oh, you just drink too much and you lie down somewhere, like on someone's bed or something. It wasn't so unbelievable, but I'm just like, wow, I can't believe that there was actually some guy out there that would just prey on girls like that. It just scares the living shit out of me. And this guy was a fucking fencer, on now he's like on the national team. I can't even imagine all the girls that he victimized. They see him and he's going to be on TV. He's going to be like, if he wins a medal, which hope to God he doesn't win any medal, and I just hope he loses all the time, because I can't imagine, like, this guy is being recognized and he's a sexual predator. Like, I just, the fact that they allow him to go there and to win a medal, for him to be honored, but knowing like he does that, he literally rapes girls. Like, it boggles my mind and it bothers me so much. And I just have to share that frustration, because I think it bothers me the most also because, like, I had those experiences where, you know, being a girl, when you drink, yeah, you might drink too much. You don't, and you black out. Luckily for me, that doesn't happen often. But I've seen girls, like, even at the club, you can see they're clearly intoxicated. You know, they don't know what's going on. And it bothers me to know that, like, you know, sometimes that, like, I can't really tell if the guy is actually just taking advantage of the situation. Sometimes, you know, when they're on the dance floor and the girl looks like she's drunk, but I don't know if she's actually with him, like, if they came together. You wouldn't know unless you're, like, you know them, right? Unless, like, clearly you can see she's, like, pushing him away, which I've never seen that before, okay? But then, it bothers me, like, to think, like, all those girls potentially that I saw, like, maybe at a club or a bar that looked like they might have been too drunk, they could have been too drunk, that could have happened to them. You have no idea how many girls I would see that they look like they're super duper intoxicated, right? But at the same time, it's like, as a woman, as a girl, I know how easy it is for us to get to that point where, you know, you're that intoxicated that you might black out, or that you might not be too so conscious and in control of things, right? And it's scary to know that, you know, somewhere in the darkness, some guy is watching you do that, watching you fall, watching you do, like, drink and drink and drink to so he can catch you. And then no one, like, you wouldn't be able to call for help because you're so drunk. Like, oh my God. Anyways, it's super bothersome that, you know, this is happening. Also in the fact that, you know, one person lost this opportunity to represent the team. I think she went on to do something else, and obviously something much better. But this guy, seriously, I hope he lost. I heard the Hong Kong, like, male, there was one guy, he won gold for fencing. So I was like, oh, okay, at least that guy didn't win gold. I don't know what happened to him, but I feel like more people should know about this person and how they allowed him to be on the U.S. team and what he has done to women. But I don't know if people will even, this is not a top headline story. Apparently the top headline story is Simone Biles and how she's dealing with her mental health and everyone having an opinion about that, which I'm like, this story should be the top headline, like, this guy and what he had done and everything, and how you have a sexual predator on the U.S. team for fencing. Like, why is this not a top story? But yeah, so when I read that, actually, I was like, it took me back to, like, when I was young, like, you know, when you're in university and, like, not, like, even if I didn't experience it myself necessarily, like, you know, when I have drink too much and I want to lie down or something, I never had that experience, but I can imagine a lot of people did. A lot of women did, at least at that age when you're so young, right? And to have, know that, like, oh man, that's scary. Man, that's scary. Like, you just want to have a good time. You're young, you know, it's your first year, you're living on your own and you want to experience things. And that, oh my God, really, this is, I know, like, recently this has really blown up with, like, Me Too and stuff, but this really, there needs to be something done about this. Like, serious changes to the system of how these sexual harassment cases are dealt with and if they're actually properly investigated. Because this story with this fencer dude, I think it also went through, like, a different organization that deals with sexual harassment for athletes. I can't imagine for, like, a normal person. Yeah, there's the cops. I think there's, like, campus, what is it? Campus cops or whatever, and then they might do nothing. Like, it just, it doesn't seem people are taking it seriously, and it's getting pretty ridiculous. I don't even know how this guy could even. Anyways, yeah. So that's my thought for today's podcast. It's just circled around the Olympics, unfortunately. But yeah, that's, Olympics has been blowing up recently, and all over the news about, you know, what's going on in Tokyo and everything. I wish I could be there, but they're not allowing audiences. And also, I think Tokyo is having, Japan, I think, is having a really bad COVID outbreak in general. So yeah, can't really go there, even though I really want to. But yeah, this is a really sad story, and I really hope things will change. It bothers me a lot, and it makes me think about, you know, how I grew up and when I was younger, and in terms of, like, you know, like, you know, drinking, enjoying my life, but also at the same time having to make sure I'm not being hunted down by perverts. And I'm worried, like, for the future generation, like my daughters, my potential future daughters, like, do I have to, like, teach them not to drink so much? That's such a weird conversation to have, but I can't even imagine what that's going to sound like, and it's going to be super weird. But it's like, oh god, I'm going to have to do it. Yeah. Anyways, hope you liked today's audio log. And yeah, have a nice day. Good night, good evening, and good morning. Bye-bye.